Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here this week with Starman Michael Gaines.
How's it going, eh?
Oh, I think we did this episode already.
Oh, did we?
Take off hoser.
Here, I'll try another one. I am one of the 10 million. How about that?
Yeah, me too. So we've been playing some WoW this week. That's World of Warcraft for people who don't know the lingo.
Is there a lingo?
It's not the world of wrestling. Just saying.
No, it's not the world of midgets, not the world of rats, not the world of cars.
Those aren't W-O-W. Those aren't W-O-W.
Oh, how many other things could it be? Okay. World of...
wrestling. World of...
wrestling.
Wonder Cats.
Wings. Wonder Cats.
Wings fans.
Winnebagoes.
World of Winnebagoes.
That's World of Winnebagoes, which is going to be the name of the documentary, the follow-up documentary, the Winnebago.
Winnebago
guy.
Man, yeah. That's going to be our new show that we take on the road, see?
Yes, it's going to be World of Winnebagoes. Forget about the Star Wars show. We're going to do World of Winnebagoes.
See if it's available. We'll buy the domain.
Okay.
It's going to be like a 3-foot-long domain, but it'll be awesome. I saw one the other day on the back of a truck, and it was, I don't remember what it was, but it was like, it took up the whole back of the window on the truck. It was so long. It was like, Cheryl Shepherd's flowers that are awesome.com or something crazy. It was like ridiculously long and stupid and it didn't make any sense. And yeah. So there you go. Or I do like the World of Wings fan, for fans of Wings. You know,
yes, so. Paul McCartney and Wings.
There you go.
Although I do think that Winnebago Man needs an update.
I haven't seen the documentary, have you?
Yeah, we watched it, remember?
Oh, well, we did? Did we?
2 years ago or something? Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. Huh. You played it.
No, well, it's entirely possible.
Oh, if it was like remember?
Oh, it was like Google Plus, it was probably wasted.
I was gonna say, you might, how drunk were you that you don't even
remember? Dude, we watched so many videos. Who knows? I don't know how to keep track of any of that stuff. I mean, I remember there being the video and sort of talking about it, but I don't. I guess I was thinking because I think these guys got it here on Netflix or the DVD or something. So I guess I thought maybe there was a bigger film than.
No.
I mean, I just remember like bits and pieces of it, kind of. And then again,
just look up Winnebago Man.
Yeah, I know. I remember. I know the Winnebago Man. I know the story of that. But...
No, I'm telling our audience.
Oh well, tell the audience to go look up World of Wings. It's either fans of the show or fans of the Paul McCartney band, right?
Yes.
So we'll maybe both. We'll do a show where we talk about Paul McCartney Wings songs and episodes. Of the show.
World of Robot Underpants.
That's not a W.
No.
You need to go back and learn your alphabet.
I know. I need Barbie the computer tech.
There you go. Oh, man. We do have a lot of...
So Mattel puts out this book. Did you see this book?
I didn't look through the book, but I read the headlines.
Go so ahead. Mattel puts out this book, Barbie. Well, they did it, I'm sure, with the best of intentions. But the problem is that the whole thing was written in such a way where she was like completely wrong in everything, and she needs her two male friends to help her. I'm like, now here's the thing. I'm looking at this whole thing objectively. I'm like, well, if she needs help, she asks her friends. Okay, no problem. But the problem is that it was written in such a way where it seemed like she was completely helpless, and the whole thing backfired. And I just read 15 minutes ago that Mattel pulled the book off of Amazon.
Of course. I'm looking through the pages now.
Yeah.
I agree. It doesn't. I have a feeling it was probably not meant to be the way that the internet, which is full of horrible people... Let's face it. Turn it into. I think it was just like, hey, you know, here's Barbie and Skipper doing a project, and they wanted to call their friends, so let's get, you know, some boys involved in it too. And so it's not just a bunch of girls, which for whatever reason, fine. But yeah, it's been, God. So yeah, so the thing goes, it starts out with Barbie sitting at a laptop. At breakfast one morning, Barbie is already hard at work on her laptop. So she's working. She's professional. That's good, right? At work from home. She's in San she's in Silicon Valley somewhere. what are you doing, Barbie? Asked Skipper. I'm designing a game that shows kids how computers work, explains Barbie. You can make a robot puppy to do cute tricks by matching up colored blocks. Okay.
That's fine.
Your robot puppy is sweet, says Skipper. Can I play your game? I'm only creating the design ideas, Barbie says, laughing. I'll need Steven's and Brian's help to turn it into a real game. That's where it's...
A real game.
Right.
Yeah. That's... See, this is the thing. Now, as a developer, I know that sometimes it's really hard to do everything by yourself.
You can't design and program and be a... yeah.
Well, some people can do it. Some people can
Kazo is the only one who can.
No, I've done it.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's
you're just as good as Barbie.
Not many people can do that. Well, I'll tell you this. I've never done a game. I've never done a game by myself. And so it's really hard. So you do need help with that.
Yeah.
So looking at that objectively, there's no problem that she needs help. Most people need help with one thing or another.
Yeah.
Marketing, even marketing or something. It's very hard for somebody to do everything by themselves. So she needs help. Fine. So she asks help. Now, here's the problem is that if it was like one other person, if it was like one guy, I think it would have been fine.
One guy and one girl, then maybe it would have been all right.
But because one girl, he's like, well, I if she had said, well, I can do the programming, but I need my art friend to do, like my guy art friend to do it.
Barbie says gay guys could do art or something like that. You know, then it would turn into that.
No, see, now you're turning it into something else.
Well, you know.
But because it was two guys, the internet just lost their shit, and now it's like she can't do it alone.
I really think that, and I had a conversation on Facebook earlier when somebody was posting about Uber and that whole thing. So, I mean, we might as well, we've got at least three.
Oh, that's just terrible.
We've got at least three stories of companies, people, whatever, shooting themselves in the ass basically this week. Uber was another one. Was he the CEO or the vice president or something?
Something like that.
Some executive at Uber suggested that people start digging up dirt on I think he said shady journalists.
I think it was what I read is that he wanted to go after the people that were giving them crap.
Right, so Gamergate stuff.
No.
I don't really understand Gamergate, but sounds something like that. Anyway, so he says this, everybody goes crazy. Not probably the most responsible thing to say, I would imagine. Then Ashton Kutcher chimes in today, sort of defending him. The things he was tweeting were kind of, you could tell that it was coming from, a celebrity who's tired of having people dig up dirt on him. So, you know, he said, you know what, I think we live in a world where everybody is a public figure and everybody is, you know, susceptible to these things. And I don't disagree with that. I think if you post publicly, you're putting yourself out there. Everybody's fair game. And especially if you represent a company, I think everybody no matter what you do, you're kind of representing the place you work, no matter what. If you get on Twitter, publicly start throwing around hate speech, you might lose your job. You know, that might happen.
Yeah. Well, that's stupid.
Right. Well, of course it is, but it doesn't have anything. I mean, you might be like, you know, the best game designer or whatever in the world, and it has nothing to do with your job, what you think at home or say at home or do whatever, but you know, you can't do that. You just can't do that anymore. It's everybody's everybody. And I didn't necessarily disagree that journalists should, you know, be, I'm a journalist, and I, you know, they always tell us, you represent the paper or the TV station or something, so watch what you do. And, you know, I always try to have pretty high ethics. I don't, you know, report anything if I'm not sure what it is. Then I think that journalists should be held to that. They should be reporting truth. And I think everybody should be responsible when they're posting things. Because it's what happens. People, the internet is just trying to out-shock itself every day, out-troll itself every day. And you get stuff like the Barbie thing, where it's like, someone's just, this is what they're looking for all day. Some little thing to blow up and, you know, turn into a big ordeal. And this is the way it is now. And so watch what you do and watch what you say. And it's very easy for people just to go make shit up and put it out there. Yeah. You know, then you can't do anything about those people, but you yourself can try to be more responsible, especially if, you know, you're being yourself on the internet and not like some made up trolley name or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
If that's not your whole MO. And, you know, a lot of people have an agenda, and they got to be part of their agenda all the time. A lot of people, I think, are just trying to be Howard Stern's. Well, not even Howard Stern anymore. He's pretty tame. You know, a lot of people were trying to be shocking and funny in a shocking way. So, which is what happened, I think, with the Bill Cosby thing. That's the third story that we have about shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, you know, Bill Cosby, his show that was going to be coming out got canceled, all because
which I think is a shame, because I think that he's funny and he's been around forever and
and he didn't necessarily do anything wrong. I mean,
no, we don't know anything. All we have are a bunch of allegations. We have absolutely zero proof.
I'm not even talking about that. Like, I'm talking about the reason that his show is canceled now is not because of anything he did now. He may or may not have done something 10, 15 years ago, but we've moved 50 on.
50 years ago.
Was it 50?
I thought 1969.
I thought these allegations came out like 10 years ago.
Well, no, I'm just saying that one woman said that it happened in 69. That's almost 50 years ago.
Okay. Well, all right there.
And so I'm like, okay.
That's even more crazy, because that's fine. Whatever. So I, you know, the story I thought I read was something about like 10 years ago. Maybe that's when the allegations came around or something like that. I don't know. Whatever it is. We don't know. Nothing went to court. Nothing was ever established. We don't know what happened. We'll get to the video that's going around now of this woman in a second. But so whatever it is, he didn't do anything currently to get his show. The reasons it got canceled was not because of what he did 30 years, 50 years ago. They already knew about that. Nobody cared. It's because his PR people are probably not necessarily him. You know, last week got on the internet and said, hey, meme me, Bill Cosby, make memes me, and everybody, because the internet is full of horrible, shockingly funny people, they all just went to, like, you know, quickly, what's the worst thing that Bill, oh, I know what we can do, we can talk about how he molested some woman 50 years ago. So every one of the memes was about that. And that is why his show got canceled. He didn't do anything. The internet just was being the internet, you know. And that's the scariest thing, I think, is that, you know, what you put out there, first of all, you got to know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with these kind of people, so.
Well, the reason why people have, because I didn't even know that this has happened until this week, but there's a comedian, I forgot the comedian's name, but he did a show in Philadelphia where he was talking about these accusations in his show. That's how they came to light. I don't think anybody knew, but I didn't know about any of this.
Nah, I remember hearing about him years ago, and I, you know, it passed. Like, it was whatever. Nobody had any proof. Nothing came of it. It was whatever, you know, fine. But, yeah, that's why, everybody brought that up again. Because, oh, meme? You want me to meme you? All right, I'll meme you. I'll meme the shit out of you. Here you go. You know. It happens all the time with people who don't understand the kind of people that are using the internet. First of all, meme me is not right. You know, clearly nobody knows that. I almost feel bad because it's like if my grandma got on the internet and was like, oh, meme me. And then everybody was like, oh, you were a horror in 1940 or whatever. You know, they're like, come on. You know, you dated two guys. You kissed a guy behind the shed, you filthy whore. You know, whatever. It's like...
See, this is the problem with the internet, is that once they get wind of something, it just doesn't stop.
Yep.
And that's a real shame, because it's worse than just like the court of public opinion or something. I mean, it's far, far, far worse than that. And it's a shame, because it's entirely possible that nothing happened. It's possible. I'm not defending him. I don't know. None of us were there. None of us knew what was going on. But then we watched this one video. Matt and I watched this one video before we started recording, where this woman was like, I was stoned at the time. Everybody was stoned in 1969.
I have the transcript. So this woman, I don't know what's her name. I don't know what her name is.
I don't know. But my point being is that it's very difficult to define anything that happened half a century ago. And so, and then it just... I'm just disgusted with the fact that all this bad stuff happens with zero proof. They're like, all you need is an allegation. That's all you need.
She, the woman's name is Janice Dickinson, and she came forward accusing Cosby of raping her in 1982.
That was a different one.
Oh, this is a different woman?
No, it's a different one than the one that we watched.
No, this is that woman.
Is it? That was Janice Dickinson? No.
Not the same.
Couldn't be.
I don't think it's the same Janice Dickinson. Maybe they are talking about that. All right, so that's a different woman. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so this woman, I don't know what this woman's name is. I can't find it in here. Her last name is Tarsius. I don't know what her real name, first name is. So she was on CNN. Don Lemon is interviewing her. Don Lemon says, you said he made you perform oral sex. Tarsius, right. Lemon, you know... There are ways to not perform oral sex if you didn't want to do it. Tarsius goes, I was kind of stoned at the time. Quite honestly, that didn't even enter my mind. Now I wish I would have. Now I wish it would have. Don Lemon says, right, meaning using the teeth, right? Yeah, I didn't even think of it. Biting, ouch. Yes, I had to ask. Well, he had to ask. His journalistic integrity was like, why didn't you bite his dick off if you didn't want to do it? Because she was stoned.
Yeah, I'm just... I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. None of us were there.
Yeah.
And it's really hard, especially in that time when, you know, if anybody was too young to remember, Summer of Love, everybody was just, like, banging everybody. The whole love the one you're with. And I have a real difficult time with at least that one. Here's the thing. None of them went to the police.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's that. I'm sorry, I'm just reading some of these other things about. Oh, apparently this woman is the newest one. I guess.
One from 1969?
I guess. Joan Tarsius was her name. Yes, it happened.
Just to put things in perspective, Star Trek was still on the air.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, that's not saying if something happened that it was right. That's not saying that at all. Who knows what happens? This, you know, I don't know. It's apparently she's talking about two times in 1969. I mean, fool me once. I don't know. I'm not attacking the victim. I'm not doing that. I don't know what happened. That's not the point of any of this. The point is Bill Cosby got a show canceled because the internet is full of horrible people, and that's it.
Yeah.
Whatever, if, you know, all of this stuff was out before any of the memeing things happened. If NBC didn't like it, then, you know, fine. They can't go blaming that for the reason. I just think these huge companies are rolling over way too easy just because the internet freaks out about something. Because the internet forgets about it a day later, you know?
Well, see, that's one thing that the companies don't remember how many times does something happen and it's a big thing for like 24, 48 hours and then it's forgotten?
It's gone.
It's completely forgotten.
It may be joked. Yeah, like how tired of hearing about Kim Kardashian's ass are you right now? We're not even talking about it.
No.
Yeah. It's gone. In fact, anybody that...
And so this whole thing could have just blown over.
Oh, yeah. They could have done it. They could have still put the show out. People would have tuned in because now there's been a little bit of press anyway.
It's a slow news day, so...
What's that? Done. Gone.
I was talking to my wife about this earlier today. I was like, you know... And she sort of feels the same way because it's like there's no proof. Yeah. The poor guy is getting just crapped on by the media for something that might not have happened.
Right. I mean, I didn't go anywhere. Maybe she never went to the police or whatever. Who knows? They both could have been messed up. And she doesn't remember whatever. Who knows? I mean, yeah, she could be an opportunist, seeing this being, 50 years later. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Let's see if I can get some.
Hey, Let me ask you this. Do you think that you would have mentioned that woman's name if this never happened?
No, of course not. That's what I mean. Maybe she's
not.
Opportunist, looking for some attention, publicity. Who knows what her deal is? I mean, I don't know why people do that, but people do it. People do it all the time. People need some kind of weird attention. I mean, there's that woman with the three boobs. Why would she do that? Because she needs some sort of attention. Oh, wow. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Again, not saying it didn't happen, not saying it did happen. Point is, what I said, the internet is just
I'm just saying it's a shame that all this is happening with no proof.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
This is what the internet has become. The internet has become... And I'll say this, I've said this before, I'll say it again, this is not the internet I started with. The internet that I started with was a bunch of people discussing on Usenet. We all had a lot of fun. and it was great. What the internet has become is just
mob.
Terrible.
It's a mob. You know.
And it's a mob mentality.
And the thing is that they're listening to the worst people on the internet. Not everybody's on the internet to be horrible. A lot of people aren't. But the horrible people are the loudest because they're the most shocking, like I said, the trolliest, saying the worst things, the most outrageous things. And those are the ones that get heard. And that's why you have things like this happening. I could care less about a Bill Cosby family show, another one, which will probably be called like Cosby, because that's what they're all called. I don't care. I wouldn't probably be watching it anyway. I'm not like the world's biggest Bill Cosby fan. I don't really even care about his. I mean, I think he's fine.
I'm not a big fan either, but I respect the guy for what he's done over this. Oh, this is another part of the conversation that we had earlier. Is that he has done so much for so many people in a positive way over the last 40 or so years that you sort of have to weigh. It's like, I don't know. I just don't know. It would be horrible if these allegations were true, but at the same time, you got to look at his track record. What has he done that we know of? What has he done that we don't actually know of? So put that in perspective and move on to the next meme.
Right. Yeah, and people are kind of, it's back to what we were talking about earlier with Ashton Kutcher, whatever, saying that, you know what, we're all kind of in the spotlight, whether we like it or not, and some obviously are more than others, but, you know, how many people, regular people, have we seen get themselves in trouble with the internet, too? I mean, yeah, that stupid woman selling racist jokes was a PR person and probably should have known better, but she got fired while she was on an airplane. By the time she landed, she didn't have a job. But she wasn't anybody of any stature or fame or anything. Not before that.
No, but here's the thing: we remember the story, but do we remember the name?
No, I have no idea what her name was.
Her name, and that proves your point. Yeah, we sort of remember it once in a while, but the whole thing just blows over.
Right, and I will say this: that as horrible as the internet is, probably pretty forgiving too. Because if she came back and started some show or did something, people would be all about it. You know, you can be horrible 1 minute and be totally fine the next. And we've seen that with a lot of celebrities and politicians here. And really it depends on what you do. I've kind of noticed that when it comes to politicians, the public is far more forgiving of sex scandals than they are of, you know, if you're doing money things or financial screwing over people. I mean, look at like Clinton. Everybody jokes about it, but they're totally fine with Clinton and all of that. Monica Lewinsky, I mean, she kind of put herself into oblivion or wherever she went. Was the guy, the New York guy? I can't think of his name now. Spitzer and his stuff. Hmm. He came back, had a show on CNN for a long time. I mean, even go way back to even like Gary Hart. If you wanted to talk about sex scandals and stuff like that. So people are fine, seem to be fine with it, depending on what the sex scandal is. If it's cheating or something, they seem to be fine with it. You know, not like, you know, Cosby stuff, whatever that is. But anyway, this got way down somewhere else.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. We have, let's see, I don't know where to go from here. Vacation boobs?
What?
So there's this thing that the companies...
Oh, yes. This is like a couple weeks old.
I had it marked from earlier, earlier this week or last week, probably like just after. I don't think we talked about it last week, did we?
No.
Yeah, no. So it's like in the past. November 12th is what I've got here. So I don't know. Yeah, so some companies wants to do this thing for 20 minutes and between $2,500 and $3,500. This doctor, plastic surgeon Dr. Norman Rowe, will provide a saline injection into a woman's breast that allows them to have breast implants for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of is absorbed by the body and they go away. So if you want... I can't imagine that's comfortable.
I don't know.
It's going to stretch some things, right? Like, it's going to stretch your skin somehow. It can't be.
Well, maybe your skin is very flexible, so.
Well, yeah, but if you're like an A cup and you want to get, like, how big can you go with this? I mean, your skin can only go so far in 20 minutes. I mean, maybe like a lift, okay? I could see that. If the skin is there, sure. And you're just saggy, okay. They're calling them vacation breasts because they're just, you know, for like a wedding or special occasion, you want to drop $3,500 to get your big boobs for a night. Or anniversaries. Maybe the guy pays. I don't know. It seems bad. It seems bad somehow. Just, you got to commit if you want him. I don't know. David Spade is back for Joe Dirt 2 filming.
I never saw the first one.
I saw it.
So there's that.
I saw it in pieces over the years because it was always on like Comedy Central or something. Why? How many years later? The original was in 2001, so why 13, 14 years later they're doing another one? I guess because David Spade doesn't have anything else to do. I don't know. He Instagrammed a picture of himself with the Joe Dirt mullet and sideburns. So there's that.
Yeah, never saw it.
Yeah, you're not really missing anything else. Oh, Selfie got canceled.
Yeah, I'm just reading this. It just passed through my Twitter feed.
This just in. Not surprised.
Selfie canceled, and the rest of the shows will be on Hulu and ABC.com.
How many are those?
I have no idea.
How many did they make?
Yeah. Are we surprised?
No. Have you watched it?
I watched the first episode. I think I might have caught a piece of another one, but no.
It's not good. It was not good. It sucks because I do like Karen Gillan, but outside of Doctor Who, I'm not particularly fond of anything she's done that I've seen anyway.
I think she's a good actress. I think it was a terrible idea for her because it was a bad idea to begin with.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, it was a modern version of My Fair Lady, Pygmalion, and...
Oh, I didn't know.
It just... You didn't know?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Oh, you had no. It was My Fair Lady. His name was Higgins, and her name. What was her name? Was
Oh, you're thinking was her name Magnum? That's a different show. When are they gonna bring that back?
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, it was canceled, and I think that Karen Gillan is very good, and just needs she needs a better show. She needed a better, and John Cho also. I mean, I remember watching this, and I thought, like, how did this happen? How did he agree to this? Because it just looks awful, and he is far, far better than this.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know. I wish she would not be trying to be an American in everything I've seen lately. Did you watch?
No, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't know. It just seems weird. Did you see, what was the movie she did? Oculus?
No, because I really don't like horror movies.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was kind of the same. It seems sort of fake. I think it's just like, she should just stick to her natural accent and it seems better. I don't know. Speaking of Doctor Who, what did you read today?
Oh, that Peter Capaldi is confirmed for next season, which is great.
Well, we got it.
And Jenna Coleman has not signed on. Now, there were stories going around for months saying that she was off and she was gone.
Yeah.
And now it looks like she may actually possibly come back. So there's that. and Matt is not happy.
I was so happy we got through this and we could get to
news. Here's the thing. Here's my take on this. I've said this on the Hooniverse also, is that I think that the writers just didn't know what to do with her. I've said this 1,000 times. Jenna Coleman is good, but the parts that they wrote for her were awful. So she can only do so much. The last few episodes were actually pretty good, and she did a good job.
I guess. What's not to know what to do with? There's always a companion.
No, there's always a companion, but whoever was writing these episodes, be it like Moffat or somebody else, it's just this whole older doctor, younger Danny Pink bullshit.
Last season was horrible, and it didn't.
I'm not talking about that. Last season was terrible.
But that was still Jenna Coleman. What's the excuse there? It's not an older, younger thing.
No, but they just didn't give her good material.
I don't know. So you're
now
saying
that
you're saying
character
it's
character seems to be different. What?
So you're saying no matter who it was, they just weren't writing a good companion story.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go back and watch some of the crap that they had last season, and then compare it to some of the stuff they had this season.
It's better, but it's not.
It's better.
I don't know.
Because I'm talking about the second half of last season.
No, all of last season was terrible. I mean, I could barely.
No, not the whole last season. Right. Well, some of it was, but
the War Doctor and on were good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of
episodes. Anyway, all I'm saying is that I've said this on the show. Nicole agrees with me. Is that Clara, the character, finally comes into her own, and I actually felt like, wow, this is a character that I actually want to see from now on, because last scene I was like, get rid of her. This character is terrible. What they're writing is terrible. She's good, but they've got bad material. Now the material is getting better, and Jenna Coleman was always good. And so now I'm like, well, I don't know if I really want her to go. It's like, if they can write some better stuff for her, then I don't have a problem with it. But the inherent problem with Clara's character, the impossible girl, is that she can never live up to the expectations of the audience, and so there was an inherent flaw with her character to begin
with. I was just going
to
say that. So,
so if they get away from that, and this whole, I hated Danny Pink.
Well, spoilers. You don't have to worry about him anymore.
Then that happened.
In theory, yeah. No, I agree. I was going to say that too. That her whole coming about in the beginning was, it seemed like a big, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what's her deal? And then there wasn't any deal. Like, it wasn't
anything.
There
wasn't a deal.
There was nothing special or interesting about her ever at all.
No.
There was the way that Moffat is, he has this build up, weird, which way is it going to go? What's going to happen? oh my God, we're never going to figure it out because we never do figure it out because that's not how Moffat writes. He doesn't give you clues. Mm-hmm. You think he does, but he doesn't. It's some weird twist that only happens when it happens, and that's it.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, all these people are like, well, this happened in one episode, and that's a clue. No, none of that has anything to do with it. It's just when he feels like revealing the twist, it doesn't have anything to do with the previous 11 episodes or whatever. And it's just the twist happens when it happens, which is fine. I don't mind that kind of writing. That's fine. That keeps things interesting.
Yeah.
But it's also sort of, I don't know if it's less clever or more clever. I think people like to be able to try to figure things out. I think there's a problem that people had with Lost. Nobody could ever figure anything out because there wasn't anything to figure out.
I think Lost sort of suffered from the same thing that Supernatural is going through now. I just got to say, I do not watch Supernatural. This is only what I've heard, but I've heard it from so many people that it's possibly true. Supernatural was only supposed to be on for 5 years. And then once they finished the whole arc, they had to bring in a whole bunch of other stuff. And some people said that the show suffered. I really don't know. I'm just stating this. But Lost, Lost was only supposed to be X number of years, and then it wound up being so popular that they couldn't just kill it, so they just wrote themselves in circles and such. I don't know. Maybe they're all stoned.
I think it was writing just to write an interesting episode, and then sort of linked them together. Some of them didn't.
Same thing happened. I liked the show.
I did too. I liked it because it made me think about it. In the end, it didn't matter because a lot of it wasn't answered. Some of it was.
Some of it was. I think the most important stuff was.
X-Files went through the same thing in the end where there was all these questions. They had the movie that was going to answer all the questions, but it didn't. A lot of that stuff was never answered.
It didn't. It didn't answer jack shit.
No, it didn't say anything.
I can tell you the very last episode of X-Files that I watched. I know exactly which one it was. It was the one where they had Taya Leone on, and Scully is teaching her. Taya Leone's character was playing Scully in a movie, and she goes, "How do you run in these heels?" And she's showing her how to run in heels in the background. I was like, "I'm done. That's it."
I think
I stopped watching it after that.
I think I might have made it farther than that. I don't remember where that was in the timeline, but it was
season 7, I think.
I made it to like. It was like another one of those huge promos all week. It was after David Duchovny had left, whatever happened mm-hmm. to Fox Mulder. I don't remember. He was kidnapped or something. And it was like all week they're like, the return of Fox Mulder. David Duchovny comes back and he's come. Where was he? And then I said, so help me God, if this episode is just Scully having a dream or a hallucination, I'm done. And it was kind of something like that. And I was like, that's it. I'm done with this stupid show. I'm fucking done. I don't remember how it ended. It all just fell apart at the end anyway. It was just like, fuck it. You know, like I said, it was so many things, none of which I can remember off the top of my head, but it was just, the movie didn't answer any of the shit that I was like, whatever happened? What about these guys that were floating, like the invisible dudes or whatever they were? They didn't explain any of that. What was that? Why were they there?
I don't remember. It's so long ago. I just don't remember.
Yeah, you know what? And I tried to watch some of them recently, and they're kind of dated. They're kind of hard to watch. They don't just the way that
I remember watching that first episode. Yeah, and it was different. It was very different for the time.
Oh, I loved the show. I mean, it was. It was great, and like all the shows that I like. I like maybe it's a soap opera thing where there's like the underlying ongoing theme. I'm never really a big fan of the one-offs. No matter what it is, I like the.
Oh, I don't buy the one-offs at all.
Yeah, I don't really like them. I don't know. I mean, they're fine, but it's rather. I think that's why I like shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they don't have one-offs really. There's always some story going on, an ongoing story. And Alias was. Oh, Alias had some one-offs too.
Alias, yeah.
I really liked Alias though. But it also kind of jumped the shark there towards the end. It got weird. I don't know. Anyway, don't know where we were going with any of that or how we got to it. Oh, because of Doctor Who, that's right. So I guess we'll find out next year if she's back, because it looks like from the promos for the Christmas thing, she's at least in the Christmas special.
Yeah, she's in the Christmas episode, which we knew because she posted from Twitter that they finished filming it. Yeah. And
even though
I guess we'll find out eventually. I guess if they start shooting in April for an August release, we'll know sometime in the next 5 months. Well, even sooner. I mean, we got to know earlier than that. We've got to know, I would think, before the first of the year.
Well, which just leads me to believe that whatever happens to her in the Christmas special is maybe she did, maybe she didn't, kind of thing, right? Because usually
there you go. Now you're back. You stuttered for a second.
Oh,
your
video
stuttered.
Yeah, no. I was saying, well, what I guess we can expect that the Christmas episode is leaving us with a maybe she left, maybe she didn't kind of thing.
I don't know, because I don't know what they're doing. They possibly could.
Well, if
they very easily could, because the writers don't know. We don't know.
That's what I mean. If she hasn't signed on or not signed on, and that's already shot, then they have to leave it with a maybe she's gone, maybe she's not, which is sucky because I want to see her gone.
Yeah.
And then bring back Amy Pond. They should bring back some of the old people for a few. Season a few episodes or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they can't work out some way to do it. Bring back Rose Taylor for an episode or two.
I don't want Rose. Not because I don't like Billy Piper. I think she's great, but I think that whole character thing is her character is done.
Yeah.
So
I think I disagree because I think any of them would be completely different with a new doctor. They could do all. I mean, it would be totally interesting to see how they react to them. Yeah. Even horrible Donna.
I like Donna. I know you don't like Donna.
I'm like the only person who doesn't like Donna, evidently. I was at a Sub place getting a sandwich. I had my Doctor Who hoodie on. This was a couple weeks ago. And the girl taking my order was like, "Oh my God, I love your hoodie. I really like Doctor Who." And nobody ever likes, no one here, like, they don't even know. She starts talking to me for like 10 minutes about it. And she's like, "What's your favorite doctor? Who's your favorite companion?" And I'm telling her and all this stuff. And I forget who she said. Oh, she liked, who was before Donna? Why am I blanking?
I know her real name. It's like, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Anyway, it was her, which you don't hear a lot of either. God, why am I blanking on that?
No, I didn't like her.
Well, she wasn't on very. She wasn't on very long, with Mickey Ricky. Mickey Ricky, yeah.
Mickey grew on me after a while.
He was fine later. They do a lot of those weird, like, boyfriend involved things. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Do that. Mickey.
Martha,
that was it. She liked Martha, and I said something under my breath about, like, at least it wasn't Donna or something like that. And I was going to get a drink, and she came running over. And she's like, "No, I take it back. Donna was my favorite." And I was like, "Oh no, I just said it was. At least it wasn't that." And she said, "Oh, I didn't hear you say that." I was like, "Yeah, don't worry. I'm like everyone likes her. I don't like her. I just don't like her. I don't know. I probably because of." Her character on The Office or something like that. I was just, I don't know. Donna, what's her last name?
Donna Noble.
Donna Noble, that's right. God, I'm blanking all these things. Eh, I don't know, maybe that's something to go back and watch those episodes again.
Yeah, they're on Netflix.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I don't know. I had this bookmarked just because I thought it was kind of interesting. Sprint is doing an iPad for life leasing plan. They already had announced their iPhone for life plan, which is an interesting way to go about it. And I don't think it gets a lot of publicity because it's Sprint and nobody talks about Sprint anymore. But I mean, look, here's the deal with the iPad. I sold my iPad off because I was like, this is what happens. Like, I buy iPads and then I don't use them for a few months and I sell them. And then I'm like, I kind of wish I had a tablet. And then I get another one. And I've done this like 3 or 4 times. I don't know, whatever. So they're having this deal every 24 months, every 2 years, they'll give you a new iPad, iPad right now, the iPad Air 2 or the iPad Mini 3. The iPad Mini 3 goes for $17 a month, mm-hmm. 24 months. And they priced it out basically by doing it this way, you pay like $4 or $9 more than if you just bought it outright and kept it. So not that bad of a deal. And then you get a new one mm-hmm. after a while. I mean, if you don't care about not being able to sell it, you know, and really what's
who cares,
reason? Yeah. What's the reason you usually sell them? Cause you want to get a new one, you know, you sell the, yeah. sell the old one, get money to buy the new one. So this isn't, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it's a 16 gig iPad 3 will cost you $408 over 24 months. Okay, and it's if you bought it outright, it would be $399. So $9 more you spend over 24 months. I don't know. I mean, that's not bad, and I mean that's not making you get cell service or anything on it. Just an iPad. I think they have some deals too. If you want to, you know, if you do want to get service on it, I'm not sure what they are. I didn't look into it that far, but. You know, a Sprint also has an unlimited data plan. Now, I don't know if it's like crappy data and speeds. I don't know. But they're really like trying hard to compete with everybody else. T-Mobile is getting a lot of news because of all the things they're doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, I know that T-Mobile doesn't charge for data through most of the music services. So if you're using the music mm-hmm. services, they don't charge you for data on them, which is great. I mean, that's where a lot of my data disappears to with Verizon. And and Verizon was, oh my God. I mean, it's like $70 for 4 gigs a month. I'm like, come on now. Everybody's got these deals. Yeah. So I called up Verizon and I said, hey, by the way, you know, this is what T-Mobile's doing. And I mentioned T-Mobile a couple of times in the phone call. Just because, well, one, I was calling because I was having crappy service for 2 days, and they're like, oh, well, you know, maybe it's your house. I said, no, people I live with have T-Mobile and they're fine. Should I just go over there? And oh no, we'll figure it out. We'll work it out. All right. And then later on I said, oh yeah. Also, I know that T-Mobile is not charging for data on music services. You guys got any kind of deals, or you want to cut me a deal on some data or something like that? Cause again, that's pretty good. I could just, you know, go over there. And she's like, you know what, yeah we have a promotion going on right now, which I didn't know about and I didn't see it anywhere else. She's like, well, you know what, you got 4 gigs a month for $70. How about $10 more a month, so $80, we'll give you 10 gigs. And I said, all right, let's do that.
There you go.
So you know what I've learned about cell phone companies? They're kind of like car dealerships. They can do anything mm-hmm. they want, just gotta talk them into it. So, you know, try it out. If you got Verizon, go talk to them and ask them about that deal. And it may be on their site. I don't know. I didn't see it, but maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I wouldn't be surprised if it's an unadvertised special they have, because, you know, why wouldn't they? So there's that. I'm not saying I'm going to run out and get an iPad from them, but you know what? I think if I from Sprint, I mean, if I decide to get another iPad, though, I might go that route. I mean, that's not, I mean, most people can handle $17 a month. It's about as much as it costs to play WoW.
Yeah.
The World of Wings.
Which isn't much. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we never really talked about what we were talking about at the top of the show.
Which was what?
What is it? 10 million people playing?
Oh, yeah. WoW. So WoW now has 10 million subscribers. And people were saying, WoW is dead, blah, 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 blah. And no. This happens all the time, is that populations drop after a while and then they go back up. So WoW dropped to 7.4 million, I think, or 7.6. And they gained enough to get up to 10 million with this new expansion. So
sure.
To everybody that says WoW is dead, nope, it's not.
No, I mean, if you put out new stuff, people are going to play it. I mean, myself included. I played for the first time last year. I played all year, leveled up some characters, and then I was like, all right, I'm bored. Mm-hmm. And I didn't play up until, yesterday. I mean, the expansion came out when? Earlier this week or something? Last week? Last week, I guess. When did Warlords come out?
Oh, last week.
Last week. Yeah, so...
A week ago tomorrow.
I mean,
No, was it a week ago? No, it was Thursday. Yeah, so it was a week ago in an hour and a half.
Yeah, or depending on where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even get the expansion, and I was kind of like, you know what? I'm going to jump back in there last week. And, of course, I couldn't jump back in there because everybody else was in there, and it was impossible to get in. But, you know, I waited. Actually, someone gifted me the expansion, so I was able to play. And I'm liking it. I know Eric was like, it's easy, it's boring, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I think it's fun. I think it's, you know, some different things, some new stuff, new kind of ways to play with the whole garrison thing and everything. I think it's fine. I think it's good.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of a noob, so whatever, but one of the 10 million.
One of the 10 million, yep.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything unexpected about that at all. New stuff, people are going to jump in there. You know, not to mention BlizzCon just happened.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, I guess.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, sure. I guess that's it. What you doing over there?
I'm doing This Week in Trek on Tuesdays with Daryl, and I am doing World of Warcast with Eric whenever, because we don't have a set schedule, I don't think.
Okay. Hooniverse is on hiatus?
On hiatus until Christmas, and then after that, who knows?
Yeah. I'm trying to raise money for a refurbished, or not refurbished, but...
Oh, that's right, you are.
For an ambulance, a decommissioned ambulance that I want to turn into an RV / office photo traveling unit. I looked at a few of them over the week. The first one I looked at was fine. It wasn't great. It was okay. The second one I looked at was really nice, very clean. Both of them were kind of on their way to what I want to do. People had started doing some things like that with them. One of them had solar panel install and a fridge, and the other one kind of had like a bed kind of built into it already and some other things. And then yesterday I looked at one that a guy had fully done what would be great, and he had like an L-shaped couch in there that turns into a bed, like velvet. There's like all this stuff was going on. He had lights, he had TV in there, he had a little bit bigger than a mini fridge. He had built like a closet in the back for clothes. You know, he said if he doesn't sell it, he's going to put a little rooftop deck on it with a propane fire pit. I was like, wow, okay. He was asking a lot for it, and way more than I'll ever pay for something like that. Because part of it for me is I want to do the stuff and be creative and make it into something. Like, I like doing that stuff.
Yeah. So
that's something I want to do. And, you know, the idea is do some camping, do some living in it, go drive around, just do some photography around the place, around the country, take pictures and you know, meet up with other people and you know, see what happens.
Do it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. So, yeah, I will, I guess, put the link for my GoFundMe, which is just saying, hey, give me some money, please. And I got about a little over $200 from some people. I'm trying to get to 5,000, so you know, not to be all PBS on you, but if you just donate $2,
yeah,
and a bunch of people do it, I could just, like, you know, bombard you every 10 minutes with it, and maybe you'll pledge. Well, I'll send you a tote bag. No, I am giving away. If you donate and you want a print from one of my shops, I'll send you a print. Just let me know. I know that my site says like $50 or more, but whatever. If you want something and you give me at least like $10, I'll send you something. So
there you go.
Go over there. I'll put the link in the show notes. That's a shameless plug for myself and my project. So I'd like to see it happen. I've kind of been sitting here like, man, if I just had the money now, I could be out there working on this stuff now. And just like, it's kind of driving me crazy because I have ideas and stuff I want to do, and I just like don't have anything to do it with yet. So,
yeah.
So that's that. I guess at some point, This show is part of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network. And we're supposed to be cross promoting each other's shows, but I don't listen to anybody else's show. So I don't know what any of them are.
Okay.
At some point, they're going to have to send over some kind of promotional material because I don't know what they are. I know Todd Cochran does some kind of show. Go to Geek News Central. They're all listed up there, and you can listen to something you might be interested in. And there you go. Podcasting is coming back, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Oh, now we can't have advertising because I just swore. Well, well. We all know how well that works out. I guess that's it then. We'll
all right.
See you next week, possibly with a third co-host. Possibly not.
Possibly not.
I never know. Probably. Probably. I'm pretty sure we'll have somebody. All right. That's it. See you then. Later. Later. Creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. I'm a party girl.